Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Your money, your downtown. I always say downtown Milwaukee is the economic and entertainment heart of the entire state of Wisconsin. Matt Dorner from Milwaukee Downtown, the economic development director at Milwaukee Downtown, joins us. So Red Arrow Park, one of downtown's most important parks, was identified as a priority project for redevelopment in the recently adapted Connecting MKE downtown plan that goes targets 2040 with all of its projects. But this one is one of the first up. Public commentary gathered during the plan update process led to the following goal statement regarding downtown's public realm. I think it's really important to see and hear this. Invest in the public realm by improving streets, parks, and other public spaces in ways that encourage a more vibrant, inclusive, and resilient Milwaukee. Red Arrow, for those that may not be familiar, is the one with the big ice rink. The rink is actually bigger than the Rockefeller Center in New York City. Always good to keep that in mind. But a new request for proposal hit the market last week. Matt Dorner has background on that. Matt, what is it all about, and what are your goals with this new process?
Yeah, thank you, Jeff, for having me on this morning and be able to talk about Red Arrow Park. As you mentioned, our public spaces are incredibly important. Red Arrow Park, an opportunity came up with the Park East Tax Increment Finance District to put some funds towards a redesign and thinking about the future of Red Arrow Park. We obviously know it's an incredibly important place for so many, the monuments that exist there. It's a place where people come to gather. As you mentioned, it's downtown Milwaukee, and it's only winter activation with the ice rink.
Right.
And really now there's an opportunity ultimately to, get really high qualified design professionals that to really help us reimagine as we look at the park and continue to activate it and help further engage with the surrounding properties, the surrounding streets, and really continue to look at how we can continue to improve that space.
So in terms of the funding for the project, who is all involved? What's the budget and how will be it funded? You said part of it is an existing TIF district. Correct. And then will there be additional dollars brought in for the project?
Yeah, right now what is funded is the actual design process. So there's a total all-in budget of about $400,000 for basically everything from what that design process looks like and as well as extensive public engagement. We know how important this space is. There's many stakeholders that are actively involved in the project right now. So ultimately, we want to make sure that we're getting a lot of feedback throughout that design process to really test whatever concepts are developed. Mm-hmm. So again, that process will include that public engagement as well as ultimately the design process as well.
And I'm sure a lot of that input was, no matter what, the ice rink is staying, right? Can I say that now or can I not?
I mean, personally, I do, ultimately, the kind of we're approaching this with a blank slate, but at the end of the day, I do believe, we obviously need some sort of ice rink, in the greater downtown area. So obviously it's there, but we do know, that the current ice rink was installed in, I believe, 1999. So, approaching 25 years, we do know that there's there's continued maintenance issues as well. So as we look at, again, I do believe that probably is a feature in the redesign process. Right. But there's, we're also looking at how do you create that to be sort of a, all year round activation. Mm-hmm. So how can we further, what kind of materials, what kind of surfaces are our peer cities currently installing when they're putting in ice rinks and other types of features, something that can be used 365.
And it's an opportunity to take a holistic view at what could happen.
That's correct.
That's a beautiful part of the process.
It really is.
And then as you look at the economic impact of a redesign, how do you measure and quantify that as an organization?
It's really interesting in public spaces because ultimately the benefits are, qualitative as well as quantitative. As you see, we want to make sure that success. Big B Coffee will be opening up in the former Starbucks space later on this year, making sure that they're successful through the redesign process. How do we further bring people into the park? Mm-hmm. How do we, does the redesign process further encourage additional activation? Obviously, we're very present in the park, but I think through the redesign process, it opens up additional opportunities for more and more activation. If we look at the surrounding sites, kind of kitty corner from the Marcus Center Garage, which is also a priority project that was identified in the downtown plan. how does the park help support the redevelopment of some of these key parcels, and then also just continue to bring folks out and to gather and use these sort of unobligated spaces, but really, really drive traffic.
Yeah, and for all the apartment dwellers, all the condo dwellers, all the residents in downtown, you really can't put a dollar amount on the quality of life impact that parks have, no matter where you live.
That's exactly right. So we see, and again, you had mentioned it earlier, throughout the downtown plan process, when we were working on that update, over 50% of the comments coming in talking about the importance of continuing to invest in our public spaces. So again, I think when you're, you know, those are the types of things that really stick with you. Mm-hmm. When you visit another city, you visit, you know, a vibrant public space. It's really kind of what stays with you. So again, you know, you need to have those locations for people to come, dwell, linger, stay as long as they want to kind of continue to do that. And then again, provide spaces for programming and events.
All right. Another thing that we all love, dogs. Matt Dorner from Milwaukee Downtown has a big update on the downtown dog park. When we come back, this is The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. According to a recent survey of downtown users, 71% of downtown residents who are dog owners categorized adding dog-friendly amenities in downtown as incredibly important or very important to enhance livability and quality of life. Matt Dorner, Economic Development Director at Milwaukee Downtown, joins us. He's been spearheading this downtown dog park for years. First, pop quiz, Matt. What's the most popular dog breed in the state of Wisconsin?
You know, that's a very good question. Yeah. As we, you know, I've done some research. I've seen actually, you know, golden retrievers on some of the most recent surveys.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously anybody that spends any time downtown, you see dogs of all different sizes. And all around. So, you know, we got a Maltese Yorkie at the home as well. So,
nice.
You know, on the other end of the spectrum from a golden retriever, but you know, that's what I've seen. And certainly you see them on the streets as well.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. Ding, ding. That is the correct answer. At least according to Forbes recently, the golden retriever was the most popular breed in the state. So come Thursday, again, a project you've been working on for years, the official groundbreaking for the downtown dog park. Give us the project overview and kind of the timeline once the shovels are in the ground on Thursday.
Sure. And we're excited to be at this point. Obviously, like you mentioned, it's a project that we've been spearheading formally out there fundraising for the last 2.5 years. Happy that we've hit a critical point. Obviously, we're continuing to, you know, this project will be continuing to fundraise and continue to seek additional support. But at the point where we can... you know, shovels are in the ground. Anyone that's went past the site recently, they've probably noticed some construction activity.
Yeah.
We're really excited to celebrate on this Thursday. So,
And again, the site is right on the river, right kind of before you hit the historic Third Ward, right?
Yep, exactly. So we're right on the corner of Plankinton and Clybourne. So right if you're at the Milwaukee Public Market, you look directly west across the pickleball courts and the dog park sites right there along the Milwaukee River. So we're super excited to be able to not only reinvent that highly visible site that's just been largely underutilized, create a community asset, install the Riverwalk. We're super excited that we've been able to, you know, work with our friends at Fromm Family Pet Foods that is our title sponsor for the dog park, but they're also investing in Foxtown Landing and doing the brewery, distillery, event space project directly adjacent to it.
And this is another, you know, truly collaborative project. You said the Riverwalk District is involved, the city and the county, Milwaukee Downtown. There's a lot of funding partners at the table for this.
100%. And certainly our friends at the Historic Third Ward, where we've worked very collaboratively on our other enhancement projects underneath I-794. This is the next phase of the work that we've done collectively together. But everything from grants, philanthropic, to residents donating amounts of all different sizes, and dozens of corporate sponsors of all different levels getting involved in supporting the project. And we're really excited about the active conversations that we continue to have for folks that are interested in joining and supporting this really community-driven project.
And I know a lot of the work, as you said, has already started, but once it officially begins on Thursday, what's the time frame to opening?
Yeah, we do expect to open the project by the end of the year.
Okay.
So the next few months. So it should be, you know, we're actively under construction. And over the course of the next couple of months, we will see really good progress and opening the project towards the end of this year.
All right. When we come back, Matt Dorner, give us all the details on the groundbreaking, what time and where, and we're all invited. So Matt will have all that information. Then some downtown stats that will really open your eyes, and Matt will talk about his crystal ball, what's next after the dog park for Milwaukee's downtown. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Yeah, welcome back to The Upswing. Since 2005, downtown Milwaukee has experienced a ton of investment. Over $4 billion in projects have been completed. Another $3.4 billion underway or planned, including the downtown dog park, which will have an adjacent brew pub attached to it, too. That groundbreaking is Thursday at 3 o'clock, Matt Dorner?
Yes, yeah, so this Thursday at 3 o'clock, we're really excited to welcome the public down for the official quote unquote first dig.
Yes,
with remarks from public officials as well as our title sponsor and other project leaders starting around 3:15. So we really again welcome. We expect a nice little crowd and to really enjoy again, like I said, this community driven project that's really brought people together from. So many different motivations want to get involved in a project, whether it's the redevelopment of that key site or just, sheer love for their dogs.
All right. Very good. I'm sure you're hearing from a lot of national and some regional retailers. There seems to be a reemergence of really looking at downtowns from a retail perspective, Barnes & Noble expanding in areas that it wasn't 10, 15 years ago. What are you hearing from retailers in terms of downtown Milwaukee?
Yeah, so we've, enjoyed some really good success. We've had, a lot on the food and beverage side continuing to open up in our downtown districts. Obviously, we're sitting very close to, Kohl's First Urban Store. So we continue to have really good conversations with folks that are interested in opening storefronts. So I think it's, as we talk about all these different projects and how they kind of sync together, continuing to invest sort of in the public realm and in our streetscapes. And continue to drive traffic. So we are, there's continued to be really good interest in Milwaukee, I think, has continued to be looked at from our peer markets, has really seen some success over the last several years in terms of new openings.
Yeah. And in terms of, just crystal ball, maybe it's a Barnes & Noble, maybe it's a bookseller, but what are some of the other things that you're really looking at to build in downtown Milwaukee?
I think it's important to really kind of keep the foot on the gas in terms of the types of developments that we're seeing. So adding density, the more and more residents that we have downtown, that really is a key for driving more and more retail investment. Mm-hmm. So and then continuing to have, wins on the business recruitment side. Obviously, over the course, some of the stats that we track since 2020 in the height of the pandemic, we've had over 8,000 jobs committed to downtown Milwaukee on the backs of, NM, Northwestern Mutual doubling down on their campus, Pfizer, Milwaukee Tool, Veolia moving into downtown as well. So just to name a few. So it's really about continuing to drive that investment. More and more employees downtown, more and more residents downtown. And that really, really does trigger and drives the demand on the retail side.
It all truly does work together. So you spend all of your days and time in downtown. What is your favorite, maybe your kind of hidden secret lunch spot?
Well, that's a good question. I certainly like to make my way around downtown. It's part of the job and spread it out.
That's right.
Obviously, being really, where our office is really located, obviously, in the avenue, so close to the 3rd Street Market Hall makes it obviously an easy spot to stop by. You'll find me, probably on a weekly basis over at the Water Street Deli as well. So, I certainly spread it around though.
Very good. I like it. All right. Thursday, 3 o'clock, the grand, not grand opening, but the grand shovel, first shovel in the ground for the downtown dog park. Matt Dorner from Milwaukee Downtown, appreciate you spending time with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always great to join you.